So at the top of the BI triangle and the smallest part of the BI triangle is the word product. And it's been purposely placed there and designed the way it is simply because, in my opinion, it is an important aspect of the BI triangle, but it's not the most important part. So when I designed the board game cash flow, I knew that the board game cash flow was not as important as the rest of the BI triangle because the world is filled with great products, just as the world is filled with talented people who cannot take their talent to market. But nonetheless, product design, manufacturing, saleability, etc., is a very intricate science. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And I've spent many years working on product design. When people say you have to love your product, I tend to disagree with that. It really depends upon the mission. For example, the nylon and Velcro wallet product that we came out with, I really didn't like that product. I mean, you don't find me carrying a nylon and Velcro wallet. But I developed the product and the product line that came with it because I wanted to learn how to build the BI triangle. So the mission was to learn to be an entrepreneur, not be in love with the nylon and Velcro wallets. The difference here is that with Cash Flow 101, the game, the kids game, as well as 202, the advanced game, I do love that product. That product is very much a part of my mission. As I said, I spent the first half of my life being more like my rich dad, and the second half of my life, I'm more like my poor dad. And I wanted to create a product that really taught, that educated, that empowered people's lives. So that's why I created the board game Cash Flow. But the good thing was I already had much of the practice, the learn it, the education part, the do it part of the BI triangle. So I want to let you know that developing product was also part of a process of trial and error. When I first came out with the nylon and Velcro wallets, nobody wanted them. I mean, I went to California to try and sell them, to New York to try and sell them, and everybody said, nobody's going to buy this product. So I want to let you know that just because you design a great product doesn't mean the market will be readily accepting it. That's why the BI triangle is so important. And that's why I talked with Blair Singer about the number one sales job you got to do is on yourself, because sometimes that's what it takes to keep going. So now we come down to the final point of this whole thing, now that I've explained a little bit about product design. I'd like to have Sharon talk about it, because when I met her, it was really a godsend to have her. She loved education. We're on the same mission. She already understood product design. So anything you want to say about product and product design, Sharon?
Oh, absolutely, Robert. Thank you. And as you started out, product is at the top of the BI triangle, and we talked about the product not being the most important element because it is important to develop the system, the business system, to support that product. But you still need the product. And in our case, with Cashflow Technologies, when we first decided to become partners, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was written as a brochure for the game. Cashflow 101, at that time, was our lead product. And time changed. All of a sudden, Rich Dad, Poor Dad took off like wildfire. People would call us. I remember I was still answering the phone. I was still taking the orders. And we'd get a call from somebody, and they'd say, well, I heard about this book. I want a copy. And I'd send it to them, and I'd hit the same person would call back 3 weeks later, and I'd remember them, and they'd say, this book is fantastic. I want to buy a case. And that happened over and over. So it's our listeners that we want to thank, because it was their support, their love of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, telling their friends and family, that really took that book and moved it into the position of our lead product at that time in our company. But even though our lead product changed, our mission never changed. We corrected and we readjusted our company, but we always had our same mission, and that was to elevate the financial well-being of humanity.
So the point I want to make here is that it is trial and error. Anybody who's trying to tell you that you have to have all the answers before you start is not in reality. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to be a pioneer. You're going to learn as you go. Sometimes the pieces don't all come together at the same time, but that's what it takes. And like I said, people did not want our products, and sometimes our lead products, we didn't even think were products.
A perfect example of that, Robert, is that other elements in the BI triangle help you refine your product. Communications. You start listening to your customers. You listen to the people that are using your product, and you make it better. In the patenting process or the protection process with your attorneys, you find ways to improve the product. You have to listen. I know your conversation with Blair. A large piece of sales is listening.
Yes, not talking.
That's right. It's listening to your customers and responding and making your product better.